Good afternoon. How is everybody? Oh, just ducky. Folks, want to let you know before I introduce these high-quality gentlemen that we've got a little under 20 tickets left for late night tonight. So if you're on the fence, you know what I'm saying? You might want to just pull out that handheld computer and hit online to Delfest and make your purchase. Because, well, you know, don't say Uncle Joe didn't give you fair warning. You know what I'm saying? Okay. 20 ticks left. Probably not too many left for tomorrow night either. But now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs were there in the beginnings. They had their own show. They were the pioneers of product placement, serving up bluegrass and biscuits as if it were right there in the kitchen with them. Families gathered around the two once or twice a week, and it was special. Well, years later, from higher altitudes, let's say Colorado, came a fresh new recipe from the bluegrass kitchen with their own brand from the baking bowl of bluegrass biscuits and beyond. Crisp writing mixed with savory signature singing and playing that they also evolved into phase-shifted, optional, altered egos, reminding us of the value of entertainment at the party. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Many decades of moving through various little cabin homes on various hills, they are truly self-risen to their own tradition in the world of bluegrass. They are, without question, and will always be, Hot Riders. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. We are, we're Hot Rise. We're so glad to be back at Del Fest. The weather's just about right. The place is definitely right. Feels like home. We have a nice little pile of songs picked out for you today. And if there's some things that you know, towards the end, if you're not hearing what you want, you can let us know. We'll try to fit it in. I will just quickly tell you, we've got Pete Wernick on the banjo, Brian Sutton on the guitar, Tim O'Brien on the mandolin. I'm Nick Forrester. We're the Hot Rise Guys. Here's a song that we recorded back in an earlier time. Numbers we're going to choose among, but you know, we also made a record a couple years ago, so we have some new songs that are at least, you know, pretty darn new in the Hot Rise world, and we're going to start out with a little batch of those right now. This next one is one of Pete Wernick's instrumental numbers. We try to include a Pete tune on just about every record we do. The record that we put out a little while ago is called When I'm Free. This tune is called Skyrocket. Thank you.
was hard and you were on the mind. We had our good times together and we sure had our special way. Yes, those happy days are gone now, just like water through my head. I wonder if I'll ever see you ever kiss your lips again.
Another new song. This is one called Western Skies. Thank you.
Out there so far. Oh, good. I think you're looking good. We're gonna try to look good and feel good like you are too. Here's one called Come Away. We'll get there in just a second. This is about trying to work out your relationship. Don't leave. Don't be bluesy. Don't be sad. Don't write a sad song. Work on your relationship. Thank you so much.
Come away.
Thank you, everybody. So I should mention, because we've got a nice long set today, some of you might have been expecting to see Red Knuckles and his band, the Trailblazers. I know. They're resting because they've got a big gig tonight, playing the Leftover Salmon over at the Late Night. So, we're not sure how we feel about having the Trailblazers get their own gig at a festival, but, you know, it's a little less work for us, so we can chill out while they work the late shift. I think that's going to be okay. Pete might be jamming by then, but in any event, if you want to see the Trailblazers late night tonight, they're going to be doing their thing. Meanwhile, we've got a whole bunch more songs picked out. We might have a couple special surprises coming up. That last song was a bluegrass song, not like almost any other, because mostly it's like, she wouldn't date me, so I pushed her in the river. Yeah. That's the basic theme. The last one was more like, hey, we're not getting along, so let's try harder and work it out. This next song is about what happens when you're in a relationship where, you know, instead of like communicating and having empathy and listening to each other, none of that is going on. This next song is about being stubborn, and it's about being not a good listener and presuming that your way is always the best way. And there's a little bit of an epidemic of that going on out there in the world, but we're going to sing a song about it anyway. It's one called Doggone. It's my turn. I won't do it, and I'll never learn. This next one is among the most beautiful ones we do. It's written by a guy named Butch Waller out in California. It's a lovely, wistful bluegrass song called The Voice on the Wind. We don't get to do it very often.
I look out to see.
We once again are going to change the pace a little bit on you. This next one is going to feature Brian Sutton, the pride and joy of Asheville, North Carolina. Western North Carolina is like, that is flat pick guitar country. We all grew up inspired by and just amazed by Doc Watson. And of course, Earl Scruggs also comes from Western North Carolina. But in this case, we're focusing on the guitar. And this is a classic Doc Watson tune that he came out on his first Vanguard record that came out in the mid-60s. This is called The Black Mountain Way. Change again. We're going to change it again. This is a song that was written by a great songwriter, Hazel Dickens. And we get a chance every now and then to old Bill Reed and Hazel Dickens are two of our favorites. And this is a song about thinking about moving on, thinking about those people who are not with us anymore. And so one we recorded a long time ago. It's called Won't You Come and Sing for Me. Thank you. Here's yet another flavor changer. Nick is so versatile. He's going to pick up an entirely different instrument now. One that has pairs of four strings instead of just four fat strings. And he will show that he knows how to play it. It's called the mandolin. And here's Nick to tell you more.
We're going to do an old tune from the state of Kentucky, played by a guy named Luther Strong. When the recording engineer was looking for him, turned out he was in jail. They had to bail him out. He was in jail for public intoxication. And he got him out of jail, found him a fiddle, got him a pint of liquor to straighten him up, and he played this tune first thing. Glory to meet him. Thank you.
Listen closely. It's one called Your Light Leads Me On to See the Darkness.
Thank you.
Like a hillbilly Thanksgiving, right? You just, everybody gets together and you bring your instruments. We never know what's going to happen. It is a half a year away from Thanksgiving. That's true. We've got a few more songs picked out for you. I want to remind you all that Tim has a set tomorrow. The Trailblazers are doing a thing tonight. Dr. Banjo is a famous camp crawler, and he will be out there playing the banjo. And then 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, he's got a jam workshop. Brian Sutton is a guitar player at large. And I'm going to be doing an electric bass and bluegrass workshop. But, you know, if it's like in years past, it's in the rain and no one shows up. All right, here's a song about playing music on the radio and calling your girlfriend up on the phone and drinking homemade liquor.
Thank you.
Later. All right, folks, we got a couple songs left. Thank you again for making us feel so welcome here at Belfast. It was great for us. This is a song that we share with Del McCurry and have for many, many years. It's a song written by Ola Bell Reed, and it suited our style when we were first starting out back in the late 70s, driving around in an old Cadillac. And we sang this song, in fact, in 1978 when we first played the Telluride Bluegrass Festival. It's one called High on a Mountain. Everybody, we apparently have a slot over in Merch World at around 4 o'clock. If you want to come over and enlighten us, tell us about whatever's on your mind. We'll be over there around 4 o'clock. Meanwhile, thanks again. Here's one that features Pete on the banjo. I want to thank Dan Foldis for mixing sound for us, and once again, thanks to Del McCurry, the amazing and inspiring legend in our time, Mr. Del McCurry, for getting us all together, making a musical family. We'll see you soon. Here's one called Train 25. Thank you.
Sarah Wackland, Chris Neely, Lieutenant O'Brien, that's Pete Warnick, Brian Sutton, and Nick Boyd, you were hired by the same. Thanks for listening. One more time for Hot Rice! Yeah!